cheval de Birmer, pardon.
KSW monitoring.
NKO4HPX.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Sitting here registering one of my wildlife cameras.
Me and the pup are out for a early morning walk.
What you was doing?
Dump run. Attempting to hook up my Bluetooth to my truck. I was testing it out. I got it to come over the speakers pretty good.
D hooking up to it, is that what you're talking about?
Do you think I might bring it next week and see if I can, you know, hook it up to my car antenna and Bluetooth it through my stereo and then see if that APRS will work, see if all that, if I can get all that working.
DOT. AK4POT, I believe it was. It's KO4HX, Patrick on this end, and Ken, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Ken. It's Kim, isn't it?
Yeah, roger that. Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Patrick. It's been a minute since I've been on the radio with you guys. How you doing?
It sure has been a minute. What you been up to?
Name it. Everything in life come full circle over the past couple months. So, yeah, it's been a ride, but we're doing good on our end. I hope you guys are.
KO4HKX, been so long since I talked to you, I didn't even recognize your call, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm glad to hear you back in there after a while, Bubba. I just asked a quick question. Patrick, did Chad KO4NUE get in touch with you?
Not since early yesterday.
2 o'clock. I'm going to be trying to get in touch with you. I do believe we need your help with a little activity, and he'll get with you. So, I'll get out of y'all's way. Okay, I'll be clear. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to
come on. And you're breaking up there toward the end. I don't know if you're somewhere you're not normally.
Or down. Better. Roger. Y'all carry on. Have a good day. Hey, for you. Yeah, clear.
Time to catch you on the radio these days.
Yes, now, this week's kind of crazy, but I'm trying to get back to a schedule where I'll be on from, say, somewhere around 5 in the morning till about 5:25 or so. What time are you getting on?
35 for me.
It's me and Andrew every now and then at that time.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Andrew in several months, so it'd be good to catch up with him. Hopefully, maybe towards about Wednesday or so this week. Monday and Tuesday are kind of crazy schedule, but hopefully, maybe towards Wednesday, I'll be able to get back on during that time. But yeah, we'll see what's going on with that. Patrick, did you ever get that wreck straightened out with your truck and everything? And did that all ever get resolved?
For the truck. 9 months later, the July of last year, I got I didn't want to wait another year and a half on a new one. So, but it didn't go good, but it's over with, I guess.
That I remember you were just about to take possession of another one, but you were still trying to work out some details on the financial end with the insurance and all that stuff. So, well, at least you got a new ride. How are you coming on finding tools?
One day you can find things, and then the next day it's hit and miss, kind of like parts situation. Believe it or not, sockets and wrenches seem to be one of the worst things about finding.
Yeah, the parts stuff has gotten significantly better for us, but I know that a couple of the guys have had some issues with tools on their end from pretty much all the names out there. So I was just curious how you were doing on that. But It's the same kind of story on our end. Ken, come on in. I don't want to butt you out. I'm actually almost destinated, so I don't want to cut you off.
Enjoying the sunshine, walking the dog out in the field and that, but it sure is good to hear you on the radio.
Today to be outside, that's what we're actually headed up to do, headed up to Mike's house. Matter of fact, I'm just about there, just about to pull in his driveway. I'm going to do a little bit of helping with some yard work stuff, and then just kind of hang out and enjoy the weather while the wife is sleeping from working last night. She's going to work again tonight.
Well, we said, hey, we miss him on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Make sure to tell him we said hello.
You got it. He'll be excited to hear from you guys. His schedule's been all over the place lately, too. It's just been a wild ride here on our end. So, but anyway, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here and let you guys pick back up. But it sure was good to hear you, and hopefully maybe later on this week we'll try to get a little bit more of a routine down. So you guys have a fantastic day, 7-3s to both of you, and enjoy this weekend. KK4 POT.
KN4
TSW. To hear you. And KO4 HKX.
What?
Buddy of mine, and he does grading. Take him up to the property, and we're going to look around up there and try to get a game plan together about getting started on that finally.
He's not to sell it.
Yeah, I just got to looking around. There's nothing else there, so might as well just keep what I got. Is Susan off today or is she working?
That's a day. And then she's got to work next Saturday. And then hopefully that's it for Saturday since she'll be semi-retired.
Looking forward to that.
Get easier to go into work.
What's going to do with your weekends then? She'll have you a whole list of honeydew stuff.
Know to squeeze in a little bit of fishing and that. We used to like to take the canoe out, and it just is too much aggravation and not as much fun going by yourself.
I know the feeling there.
We'll be able to go up to the mountains to see the leaf changes and that. You know, before it was always hit and miss. You could never get off when it was, you know, prime time to go see. And I think this Thanksgiving, we're going to go to her mom's house. You know, I'll have 4 days off, so it won't be like we'll be in a rush to get back.
Where does she live at again? I don't remember.
Perry, just south of Raleigh.
I know where that's at. I just couldn't remember where she lived.
New last night.
It's wet walking through them trees up there.
Walking in that field.
Down in the 40s up here.
He's here. It was enough to make my tire pressure light come on. You know how it, every fall, spring, you got to adjust the tire pressures.
That, what was it? Last weekend to the wife's car.
Yeah, this season's cheap here for the thing.
Plan for today. You going to, well, I think I asked you that already and then forgot.
Radio out there and get it Bluetooth to my car, see how it works on the antenna that I'm currently using. Then I have a little mag mount that I used to use, but I only used it with my Baofeng, so I don't know how good it's going to work. But, you know, maybe it'll work good enough to stick it on Susan's Jeep.
There's stuff to put antennas on Jeeps now that you can, that are inconspicuous when they're not in, when the antenna's not on them.
You know, get one for it right at the end of the month.
You do some testing there.
Maybe up some scan lists for, you know, North Carolina when I'm traveling up to Raleigh and for going to Kentucky.
That way you have all that programmed in and don't have to worry about it.
A radio that I use in the car has a scan feature. I've never used it or never set it up, but I gotta buy me a cable for it.
It's nice to know, or I think you need to know how to program from the front panel, But it's so much quicker just to hook it up to the computer and do it. Found anything is hard to program from the front panel is one of those bow things.
Made it back to the house. Today, maybe I'll catch you a little bit further down the log today. KN4TSW.
And good to talk to you this morning, KO4HGX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
Hello, Patrick, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. You done a good job with the net last night.
That medication sure messed with my eyesight, though, last night. I ordered Sally a new monitor for hers. I can't wait to try it out, because if it works good, I'm going to be a new monitor.
I know what you mean. I've got a 27-inch curved screen on the tool truck. Makes it a lot easier to see than that 15-inch screen on the laptop.
Yes, Allie, I ordered two 27-inch curved screens for her workstation.
I've got one on the tool truck. And where it's curved, it fits in the corner for me. And it also helps with the glare. You know how sometimes you get a glare on there? Doesn't tend to do that as bad.
I thought I heard somebody else in there, but it's just not. That's what I like it. And I was actually surprised because they require her to have two screens because it's like they refer to one while they're working on the other screen and so forth like that. It's just their little 17-inch monitors that they give them. And she's like, I got to do something. And I'm like, yeah, let me see what I can do. And so I found a couple of decent price ones on Amazon.
I've been thinking about adding a second screen to mine because that way I can keep my customer screen open and then I could have my online catalog open at the same time.
Hey, here, and I'll log back on and tell you which ones we got.
Samsung in the truck right now, but if I can find something a little cheaper, that would be better.
And I take that back. They weren't 27, they're 24-inch, but it's still bigger. It's the Samsung Curve 24-inch design for $139.
Okay, that's basically what I have. I just got a little bit bigger version. That's probably what I'll end up getting another one of. Just was looking around to see if there was something cheaper. But it works good. I've had it for several years.
Well, it was funny because after we ordered them on Amazon, we looked and I got a special or something from, she's a member of Costco, and because my membership's with Sam's Club, but her membership is with Costco, and Costco apparently had the same monitor that Amazon was selling for the same price. I'm going to have to go back and make sure, because I could have swore it said 27-inch, and if it is, I might send these two back and get two 27-inches.
For the same price, I mean, why not?
Messed around with my, I have a little 15-inch laptop right here, and I messed around with it this morning, just trying to change the display settings. And it just, right now, the program is nice, I can see it, but when it comes to putting the call signs and the print down on the line and the thing, it's tinier. And I swear, I almost needed to put one of those, buy one of those little magnifying screens that you set up in front of your laptop that magnifies it, just so I can read the call sign there. I was having trouble last night with that.
Fine. I think you did a great job. Way better than I probably would do.
So you want to join the ranks?
It's just working out a time where I can make sure that I'm here and dedicate that time to that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that, like, Daniel was going to call it last night. It was his night. And for some reason, I had it in my head that it was my turn again. So I told Daniel I would just take it last night. But him and I are going to alternate for a while.
I'm talking about that before. And that'd be good. I sit here at the house and kind of keep track on my own here at the house. I do all right with it. I miss a few of them here and there. But if you're net control, you could just get them to give you that again. So it'll be all right.
Dave, he wrote a nice software program. It really is beneficial. It really is. And again, once you get your personal database filled with the way you want it, with emails, nicknames, stuff like that, you have three options. You can populate it from your database. If it doesn't show up or that person hasn't checked into the net, you can pull it up from the FCC database, or you can pull it up from QRZ.
That would be handy.
Ask you, did you, last weekend I think you worked on your son's truck there. Did you get it fixed?
Okay. Everything went good on it. We just done a tune-up on it, and he wanted a different spoiler on the deck lid, so we had to do that. Cleaning that double sticky tape off was the worst part of it.
Fine, it removes that. I've kind of used that. It's like, it smells like orange juice, but it's like that liquid orange-colored solution.
It goo gone if we're talking about the same thing. But to be honest with you, what I have found works the best is getting it started with your thumb and then letting it roll up on itself. I wore a blister on my thumb doing it yesterday, but that tends to pull it off the best and with the least amount of effort.
I'll have to try that next time. I know that on some things I've taken and borrowed my wife's hair dryer in the past, and it doesn't get too hot, but it's not too cold. It's just enough to warm it up some to start breaking the adhesive down and stuff rolls off.
KO4HKX. Another thing you can use is ether, like starting fluid. It will dissolve it pretty easy, and you can take it off that way. Once you get it rolled up, you know, it leaves a little bit of residue. You can take and just wipe it down with ether in one of the blue paper shop rags, and it'll take it right off.
That reminded me, I have to go pick up some more of those. I use those blue shop rags when I'm working with my griddle, my Blackstone. Paper towels are okay, but them little bluish, they're thicker, and it handles a little bit more abrasiveness, I guess you can say.
I use them for everything around the house. I keep rolls of them on the tool truck, rolls in each vehicle, around the house. I've got them everywhere.
Little red rags that they used to use in the tool shops. I used to have like a case of those around my garage. So I don't have any left now, but I was sitting here, I switched to the blue paper ones, but I remember used to having those little red rags out in the garage, in my trunk, in my car, for everything.
Good for wiping your hands off, but they're too abrasive for paint, and they won't absorb any kind of liquid if you're trying to clean up something. So I've got them, but I'd rather use the blue shop rags.
Picking up liquids and stuff, we used to use like kitty litter.
I've used that stuff, don't get me wrong, and I still do. I just hate that stuff. Walking around on it all day, I've got to stop and clean it up right then. So I found, for me, cardboard boxes work pretty good, and then just throw it away at the end of the day.
Taking the box down before this bill ever happened, though, correct?
Correct.
Had a lot when I used to change my oil and stuff under the car. I would buy, the big boxes that I would get up, I would cut panels off or cut the sides off and keep them. And if it was a decent sized box that wasn't too big or too small, I just left it like folded, like when you open the top and bottom and you collapse it and you set your oil pan down on top of that. It works wonderful.
And the things you'll you'll do when you're working on something to get the job done or be that extra set of hands or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I forget who we were talking to yesterday, and I had to run real quick, but like this morning when I had my cup of coffee, Coco didn't bother me for it.
Talking to you yesterday morning. I don't know. I'll remember conversations, but I don't remember like that.
Yeah, I can remember the conversation. We were talking about the caffeine and stuff, and I just didn't remember who it was, but I try to drink as much decaf as I can because, well, do I like the caffeine? Yes, it doesn't really affect me, but I'm trying to do what the doctor says with my heart and stuff. Stay away from the caffeine and the sodium.
Like I said, I went through all that with my mom, and you just have to pay attention to that stuff and trust they know what they're doing.
I'm talking about a diehard Mountain Dew fan. I could drink Mountain Dew 24/7, and it really never affected me. The caffeine never affected me, and so forth like that. But when the doctor told me it was too much caffeine, I'm like, okay. So I tried the diet Mountain Dew, but it still had caffeine in it, and I just never could acquire the taste for just the regular diet Mountain Dew. But when they came out with caffeine-free diet Mountain Dew, that was a whole new ball game there.
Like this too, but it's hard to find.
Know that they were selling it in the 2-liter bottles at Publix, and we're always finding it there. But my wife is very finicky. You can open the 2-liter bottle today, Patrick, and you could take a glass for you and a glass for your wife, and then maybe a couple hours later, she swears to God it's flat. And it's not, at least not to me, it's not, but it's still got the fizz. But we actually found the caffeine-free diet Mountain Dew in cans. Publix now sells it in the can.
I'll have to stop in Publix in Hendersonville. That's the closest one to us. And see if they've got it in there.
Let me know, and I'll just get Ashley to pick up a couple of 6-packs or 12-packs, or whatever they call them. I think they're 10 or 12 in a case now. But we try to keep 3 of them in the kitchen on the floor there. And I told Sally we're going to get ready to move stuff out to the garage because the temperatures are cooler, and it's a quick way to cool down the cans there in the garage during the wintertime.
Put them out in the garage is much better. They're already pre-chilled.
House temperature about 68, and we're on a concrete slab, so it picks up the outside, and it's still not as cold as I'd like it to start with, but we come wintertime, I do keep the stuff in the garage. Now my dog is up. I'm not sure what he wants, but no, I have no coffee to Coco. That's all right. Say hi to Patrick, K3JCA.
I have to watch keeping stuff outside in the wintertime up here. If it's in cans and bottles, it will be frozen and exploded and really no good anymore. So you got to watch that kind of stuff.
That, you're up in the mountains there. Now, are you up there off the, like, part of the Blue Ridge Park or Skyline, or is it Blue Ridge Parkway?
The DuPont State Forest, is that? If you are going to Brevard from there and you come down the mountain, don't go down 276. If you take and come around like you're going to Hendersonville, I live right there at the foot of the mountain.
So you actually, well, I'm just saying that you're on the downside of it. So do you get a lot of that wind coming down off the side of the mountain, or does it tend to block some of the weather for you?
Live up against the bottom of the mountain in between the little curves. I've got a mountain behind me and a mountain on the right side of me. So to the south and to the east, I've got a mountain there, so I live kind of in a protected little cove.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I told Sally that, I mean, we love the house that we're at, and I like the subdivision. And I got probably another year or so for my VA stuff to finally hopefully finish up. But if it does, I would like to buy at least 5 acres. If I can buy like 5 or 10 on the side of a mountain, I would. And if it, I would preferably not like to get a lot of snow, because in the power chair or the wheelchair, I've been on roads that have got ice from just a little bit of rain. And when your chair starts sliding sideways, you can't stop it, and it's no fun, and the results can be disastrous.
It'd be a very scary situation there. That wouldn't be good. So we don't get a whole lot of snow all the time, but here last 4 years or so, we've gotten more than we normally do. And where I'm in that little cove and protected there, it has its advantages and disadvantages. One disadvantage is if it snows, it stays around longer than it does where the sun can hit it, because I'm on the north side of the mountain and I don't get a lot of sun in the wintertime.
Side of the mountain, it's got no property on it. Put yourself like a 100-foot tower up there and run you some hard line down to your shack there. Put up a couple of dipoles and beams, and you'll be able to hit every repeater.
What I'm going to do today is I've got some property that is on toward Rosman area, and I'll be able to get up on the ridge and put up a tower that way where I'm not stuck down here in this little valley.
That's one thing that I've always wanted to do, Patrick, is to buy, like I said, I have my nice little piece of land here in the subdivision, but I would like to buy something just for Sally and I that's handicap accessible up on the side of the mountain with some radios and just something I can get away from the weekend.
I bought, 37 acres not quite 2 years ago.
So hold on one second. I got to get Ashley to fix my bed for me real quick. Okay, if you just see it.
Be around KO4HK. KB2H access. Trouble. KO4HK.
Yeah, pain in it.
Hi, Dave. You doing all right this morning?
Yep. I'm going to go help my friend Jimmy here at his church real quick this morning, and then I'm going to get home, go back home and work around the house a little bit, get ready for Monday's install, and take the wife out for dinner. How's that sound?
Sounds like a good day.
I have an install on Monday, and I got the equipment at the house, and I got to build a couple of plenums and stuff from the duckboard that I have, so get that done today, and just kind of get a jump on the job for Monday. You know, we're not going to be there all day then.
A little bit of pre-planning makes things a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those types that I'd like to have everything ready to go. It's a little bit different install than normal. It's in a basement, and the air handler is a little bit bigger. So I have to build a new plenum for the supply side. Otherwise, it won't fit properly. And I want to make sure we have good airflow.
Jokes, I could go with that, but I'm going to leave it alone this morning.
Oh, about airflow? Yeah, I got plenty of airflow out my mouth, right?
Nice.
You don't have to be. Just because it's Saturday, I feel, I got my joking hat on. It's okay.
Laugh some. As long as nobody takes it too serious.
Where I grew up in, watching the TV shows all the way back to, All in the Family, and watching, the silly movies that came out back then, the Blazing Saddles and all that. You know what? If you get offended, it's your own fault, because, you don't walk around a stuffed shirt all the time. You gotta put a smile on your face. It reduces the stress level.
I remember watching All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Different Strokes. I mean, that, you just grew up with all kinds of, you know, laughing and carrying on, and nowadays you don't do that.
Dude, those kind of shows wouldn't fly. You kidding me? Oh, my God. It'd be people upset all over the place. You know what? Get over it. You know, put a laugh on, laugh a little bit, you know. Love, laugh, repeat. You know, that's kind of my philosophy. I don't know. You know, you can't be so tightly wound that, you know, you can't live your life.
So what you mean? And some people do take it too serious, but there's people out there that go too far with it too. So I mean, there's people on both sides of that fence, and that generally makes it bad for everybody.
And then it's up to someone to reel in and say, okay, that's enough. You know, I've got a couple of friends of mine that, you know, they constantly drop the F-bomb, and it's like the F-bomb every other word. I'm like, guys, really? You know, I'm not an F-bomb guy. You know, if I need to drop it, it's because I smack my finger or whack my thumb with a hammer or something like that, but, you know, it's not every other word out of my mouth. And it's just, you know, I even told one of my friends, I said, look, do you hear me dropping the F-bomb? I said, you know, it's okay once in a blue moon, but my God, you know, come on.
One thing about it, our society has gotten more offensive with that kind of language, but they can't take a joke when in other situations.
Well, it's more the fact that I don't want to hear it. I don't really care about society. You know, you do what you got to do. You know, you're your own person. But when it comes to me, you know, I don't want to hear the F-bomb dropped every other word. You know, it's just, it's not offensive. It's just like, enough already.
I'm with you. I'm the same way. You're your own person, but I'd rather not hear it.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I got to stop and get gas here at the QT. I'll be right back. I'll be back momentarily. KB2HXS.
HGX, I'll be on the side.
KA3JCA is back.
Hey again, Richard.
Just looked at it, Patrick. We ordered the 24-inch because it was $139, but for the just the 3 extra inch, they wanted $198.
That's kind of where I was at when I bought mine. I got them at Walmart here in Brevard. They had them on sale. I think I paid $120-something for the 27-inch.
Well, I'll probably until around Black Friday there in November, and they might even come down again. Couple of new ones in there, side by side.
I'm not putting one in for the customers. I can cast it over to the TV up at the top for that. This one I'm wanting in for me, where I don't have to keep jumping between screens. I can just have it up.
And I actually just like, I'm on the page. You know how they pop up little advertisements? There's another one called Z-Edge. It's a 24-inch curved gaming monitor, but they want 160 for it. But what they did is they got three of them in a row, one in the center, and then one on each side, and I guess it makes a little, not a quite a horseshoe, but you know what I'm talking about. You've got three monitors all big in front of you if you like to game.
But that won't work for me. I'm going to have to stack them one on top of the other one. Where I'm at in my situation, so I can't have that big a screen like that. I just don't have room for it that way.
Okay. I'm going to have to go out here to the garage now. Not that I used to be heavily into gaming with one computer. I love to play World of Warcraft, but and I have a couple of very high-priced gaming video graphic cards that I could basically have four monitors hooked up.
HGX. Yeah, my son, he's into that game, and he does that, and I don't know, I never got into it.
I mean, when I was young, the Atari was coming out, and I played it. We never could afford to buy one, so we always had to rent it for the weekend. And they could have bought one if they had saved up and done it that way eventually. But as a kid, I didn't know that. So, and then got drawn, and I had the PlayStation 1, and since then, I just ain't done nothing with it.
Well, I thought I would never do it. I grew up that computers were for business and work. That if you wanted to play, you didn't spend that type of money on a computer to play games. You bought like the Atari or the Commodore 64 or PlayStation or Nintendo and stuff like that. And I'll be lo and behold, I want to say it was back in 2009, that a friend of mine in Florida, he was very good into electronics and writing code and program, and he showed me the game one day, and I played it, and we got hooked on it, and for like 4 years when we were there at the same place where we'd walk down to each other's room, and we'd sit there and remotely play the game, so it was nice. But that was the first time I switched to a computer versus using something else.
Done that. I've never had the computer gaming.
And putting a shop out in the garage area that with all today's electronics and having all the hookups for the diagnostic tool and having kind of a corner of the garage all displayed with monitors that showed you everything at a glance.
That's something, but you, I mean, you'd have to be very picky about it. And the thing about it is, technology changes so fast, you'd constantly be updating it. I mean, every 6 months.
I used to build computers for people. They'd say, well, they want this and this, and I'm like, okay, but you realize the day you buy it, it's already like 6 months outdated. They've already got stuff that are sitting there waiting to come out again that they just haven't released yet. I try to tell my wife that with the new phones. She wanted an Apple 13, and I got her that. And I told her, you ought to wait a little bit. No, okay. And then, like I said, a couple months later, now the 14's out. So, but I don't like changing them every year like she does.
KB2HXS.
10 days. KO4HX.
Listening to you about electronics and phones and things, I have an older phone. It's a couple years old. I won't upgrade unless they give me a phone. I will not pay for another phone.
What you mean? That's when I get my phones, I keep my phones for like 4 to 6 years, and then when it gets to the point where the end of the cycle, I no longer jump into the newest and most. I'll maybe go down a model if I decide to upgrade, but other than that, as long as my wife's happy, I'll keep her happy. But yep, she likes to get a new phone. Now, I did put my foot down on the 14. I told her she had to wait 2 more years.
I have a Samsung A11 through Spectrum. It's one of their lower models. I don't need all the extra hoopla. I use my phone for phone, text, and mapping, and maybe, you know, email from time to time, and that's it.
It'll be smarter than you are. But no, I just recently had to buy the wife and I new ones because I use them for work. She doesn't, but I do. And, man, they're expensive.
I got me a dumb phone, KB4CBA.
Takes one to know one, KB2HXS.
Good morning, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Dave, KO4HGX.
Coming, I bet you can't guess where I'm going.
You going to play some football this morning?
Volleyball?
I don't know. I don't know where you would be going.
The first two answers, they were trying to be funny, but there's a lot of comedians out of work that are a little better than y'all. But anyway, tennis.
What do you mean, like table tennis?
This is a full court on clay.
little easy on the knees, would it?
Well, you know, as a kid, I started off with badminton, and then I learned table tennis. I still like playing that. Being out in the court, running around, it makes me feel like I'm 25 again.
Oh, goodness. Patrick, please save me.
He's talking about comedians being out of work. Man.
Well, I'm going to church this morning. How y'all think about that?
Work day.
I'm helping my friend Jimmy, N4MMW, hang a couple of microphones for the choir area. So I'm going to do my duty for today.
I work.
I don't mind. I'm a worker bee. I don't like sitting around too much. And I get lazy.
Well, I've crawled around in the attic and run cables for sound system, you know, put up new speakers. We put some new speakers up in the rooms where the organ speakers were, and we had to run cables to them, and so I'd crawl through the attic and all the fire doors and all that. It was a lot of fun.
I'll have to hop out here for a little while so I can get ready for today. Good to talk to you, Dave, Richard. Good to talk to all of you, and look forward to it on down the law. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Stricken. Guys, I'm going to have to jump out here, too. I got somebody coming over to the house here in about 20 minutes to learn some DMR stuff. So we'll catch you guys on the logbook, KA3JCA.
Have a good day, KB2HXS. I'm going to duck out also. I'm almost at the church, so you gentlemen have a fine morning.
73 is to Patrick and Dave and Richard, and I guess I'll listen to the radio. The other radio. 73, gentlemen, y'all have a good day. KB4CPA, mumble.
All right, Dave, enjoy your tennis. KB2HXS will be out.
You got a copy of Robert. KQ4CRG.
Yes, Robert.
Turning on the harness right now.
Okay, I'll have my daughter go open the front door. You'll see a blue Ford Focus and a white trailer in the driveway. KA3JCA.
Thank you, 438CRG. We have a back quest.
A5WLL mobile.
Good morning, KB4CBA mobile. The name is Beth.
A5WLL, is this any better?
You're sounding good. I was probably in a bad spot right there. I was sitting sitting still, so I didn't have the repeater full quieting on receive, so I'm sure I probably wouldn't get into it too good.
This is Leroy, KA5WLL. I was at the base of Ferris Mountain right here at Home Depot on Pleasantburg, so I probably wasn't receiving it quite that well either, so, anyways, how you doing today?
Been good. I'm headed out to play some tennis this morning, and, on this, cool, Saturday morning.
I just got done getting a haircut, and now I'm heading to my American Legion post to do a class, and then head back to the house sometime today.
Class they have it at the American Legion.
Had a AED, and then me and another guy are going to do basically an awareness class for the guys that want to come and learn a little bit about it. So, and then we'll have to do a formal class sometime later on down the line.
Well, thank you for your service, and my father-in-law was in American Legion, that I can't remember the post. It was the one that was on Main Street there, right there next to McPherson Park.
You said the one on Main Street, is that one downtown Greenville?
It's right across from McPherson Park.
Okay, that's post number 3. I'm a member of the one here in Taylor's, post 214. It's right next to the Texas Roadhouse, over.
By that one almost every day, because I'm usually, I live in Taylor, so yeah, I'm always on that part of Wade Hampton, because we live probably, as the crow flies, probably less than a mile from Roadhouse, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I live in Taylor's. If you know where Brooklyn Elementary is, I'm pretty much right directly behind it. Toss a rock and hit the schoolhouse.
Familiar with that one, but gosh, I mean, there's just so many schools have, you know, sprung up since I was in school, and I didn't keep up, so I'm always hearing a new name.
This one's on Easley Road, right there near Brooklyn Road. Yeah, this one's been around since the 60s. I think it was built in 68. The original school was. And in the early 2000s, they rebuilt a brand new school on the same property. But, yeah, I'm just about where I need to be. I was short time mobile anyway, so I better sign off here.
I get it, because I'm pulling in a parking place right here at the sports club. And got a match in about 15 minutes here. So you have a good day, and enjoy this beautiful day. Good to talk with you, 73s, and hope to talk to you again. KB4CBA, stick around for your final.
All right, Steve, you have a good day. I wish you well in your match. KB4CBA, KA5WLL, mobile clear.
That's funny. You always heard the joke. You come home from college and they've moved. that goes up in the tux, and then as soon as we get back from our honeymoon, you have to be out of the house that you grew up in. And I'm like, well, where am I supposed to go? I can't store all the stuff at college. And my parents had moved to Florida, so I hauled all my stuff to Florida.
All right, I don't know. Depends on how much stuff you have. I really didn't have that much by that point in my life. I definitely have a lot more now. That's what I get for buying a house. But I think if I'd never bought a house, I wouldn't have accumulated so much.
I moved back from Florida, accumulated a lot more, and inherited a bunch of old stuff that, you know, like, what do I do with this stuff? I don't know what to do with it. I'll just store it for now. I have a basement now. But, yeah, it was the house I grew up in, so I had all my stuff from when I was a child.
I don't know. I think I purged a lot of that. I have a few things.
Antenna up on 1 gig. And when they dropped it, they actually literally broke the inside of the antenna, the actual structure of the antenna. And it's like, why is this equipment saying my SWR is like 4-1? Yeah, something's wrong. I show up and there's a sewer pipe around it, and they didn't understand that they actually broke the antenna. KJ4, CTD Mobile.